Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Something a little bit different this morning. I was lucky enough to be invited on the Rugby League In My Opinion podcast. It's also on YouTube if you want to have a look at it there. And I was invited on there by Oliver to do a quiz. Now, this quiz was a lot harder than what I expected, to be honest with you. I think when he normally does them with guys, he does them based on teams. I just did mine on the NRL, so the NRL era. So obviously opened it up a little bit. And as I said, I didn't expect it to be as hard as what it was, but I really enjoyed this one. A lot of real head scratchers. There's one that I missed that was a really easy one, so that was costly. I think the person that's done the best in his quiz has got 7 out of 10. The person that has done the worst has got 6 out of 10. So, and he's already had 5 or 6 people on doing this, from players to coaches and everything. So I was lucky enough to go on there, have a really good chat, talk some footy, and dive into these 10 questions. And some of them really rattled me. Some of them were easy home runs, and then one of them I completely shit the bed on, and it may or may or not have turned out to be pretty costly in the run home. So I hand it over now to Rugby League In My Opinion. Make sure you follow him on Instagram, Facebook, have a look at his podcast, and check out his YouTube channel as well. Rugby League In My Opinion. Let's kick it off.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, well, we've had NRL players, we've had Super League players, we've had a USA international, and we've had the head coach of Uruguay Rugby League. This quiz is well and truly an international rugby league quiz. However, today we've got the guru, the rugby league guru. How are you today, man?
I'm good, mate. Hard act to follow, coming off coaches, NRL players, whatnot. Definitely your worst player you've had on, mate. So we'll see how I go.
Well, you are the guru, and I wanted to get you on before I got on any other rugby league page, whatever, because you are the guru. It's in your name. So someone's going to put you to the test at some point, and I'm glad it's going to be me here. Let's see how you go. We've not had a score lower than 6, which was the last quiz with Reece Lynn from Wakefield. However, we've not had a score above 7. We've had 7, 6.5,
wow,
and 6. So it's been a pretty tight race. Oh, just quietly, I think you this might be a bit of a space job here. I think you know your rugby league, and today we're going to be quizzing you on NRL era history. So from 98 onwards, everyone else has been quizzed on a club, whether it's their club, whatever. But today it's NRL era history. So let's see how we go there. Are you ready for the first question?
Yeah, brother, let's rock and roll. Let's see how I go. Hopefully I don't have to hand over the guru tag.
All righty. Well, in 2021, which New South Wales Origin representative finished third in the NRL for errors and handling errors? This might be the hardest one, unless you know.
I hope this is the hardest one, mate. Good God. Okay. Which New South Wales Origin rep finished third in the NRL for error and handling errors? Okay. Someone from the New South Wales Blues. I would assume it would have to be someone that has their hands on the ball a lot. Tends to be the guys that most errors, handling errors, they tend to be the better players because they're involved so much. I'd sort of be leaning towards maybe a Nathan Cleary, maybe a James Tedesco. Could even be Tommy Turbo, realistically, they touch it so much. I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Teddy, mate. James Tedesco.
Unfortunately, you're wrong. It was Tom Trbojevic.
Oh, great. Of course it was.
Crazy. It's always when a player has a blinder of a season, I find they, for some reason, and again, you're right, it's because they touch the ball a lot. They're always up there in errors. He had 36 errors and 33 handling errors, which I was shocked when I saw. But then again, yeah, it purely comes down to how much he's touching the ball. And he does so much good in a game. We tend to forget when he does make the errors. So there we go. We're 0 from 1, but you were speculating him. You did chuck his name in there, so that's a respect.
There and thereabouts. That's all right. If you're not first, you're last, mate.
That's it. Well, second question. Who won the Wooden Spoon in 2008?
2008. Okay. So 2008 would have been South Sydney were coming out of that poor era. So it wouldn't have been them. Good God, this is a battle. 2008, what was that grand final? Manly Melbourne, that doesn't help me at all. Starting to think, was that the sort of era that the Roosters really struggled? Were that they would have been down the bottom there. Mate, I reckon the first one was harder than this one, just quietly. 2008, I'm going to go. This is tough. I'm going to go with the Roosters. Nah, I'm sure it wasn't the Roosters, but I'm struggling to think who else it would have been. Give me a second. You put me under some pressure here after cactusing me on the first one.
If you want a little bit of help, you're on the right track in terms of geographically around the right track.
Sure it wasn't South Sydney. I'm sure of it. Geographically, as in a beach or as in a state, as in...
I'll say this, Sydney, as in Sydney, Greater Sydney as well. That doesn't help a whole lot, but it takes a couple of teams.
Not a heap. Okay, so wouldn't have been Parramatta. Wouldn't have been the Tigers. So I'm going to go with the... Mate, give me the Canterbury Bulldogs I'll have a crack at.
I'll give you the Canterbury Bulldogs because that's correct.
Is it? Yeah, okay, beautiful. Thank God. Jeez, we went the long way around, didn't we?
Yeah, but hey... As much as things change, the more they stay the same. Of course, they also would unfortunately win the Wooden Spoon in 2021, which is why I chucked this one in here. But that was a bit of a weird year for the Bulldogs. 2007, I think they might have finished top four. And in 2009...
Yeah, they did well. Yeah.
But 2008, for whatever reason, I can't think off the top of my head if they had injuries. I know that's obviously the year Sonny Bill left during the season. But unfortunately, they would end up finishing with the Wooden Spoon. You would have been kicking yourself, though, if you tipped the Roosters because they would win the Wooden Spoon in 2009. So you would have been...
Of course they did.
But you got it. Okay, question three. Ever since saying now that first question was the hardest, there are a couple of here where I'm starting to maybe think about taking that. It depends. But question three, who was the NRL's top point scorer in 1990? So the inaugural year.
Far out. That's tough. I'm going to go for, just because of when it is, best goal kicker at the time. Pretty sure he was still playing, 98. I'm thinking sort of Jason Taylor, Darryl Halligan. Trying to think who else around that time. I'm going to go with 98. I'm going to go with Darryl Halligan, mate.
It's a great guess, and he's someone who in my head I thought definitely you might have guessed. Unfortunately, it's not right. It's the 2021 Premiership winning coach, Ivan Cleary, who was a Sydney Rooster with 280.
I wouldn't have got that one. That's a good one.
So 284 points that season. I don't think that's too far off of Ruben Garrick, who ended up getting the record for regular season with over 300 points. So not a bad effort from Ivan Cleary there.
Yeah, I always forget about his Roosters days, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm more, at least me personally, I more remember his time at the Warriors, played a grand final there in 02 against the Roosters, of course. But we now move on to question four. Look, you won from three so far, but you can salvage this. And you can still get top marks.
Jeez, you made life hard.
In which year did the NRL regular season commence in early February? Now, for this one, don't just think about NRL reasons for why this might have happened. Think about maybe...
I know it's one of 2 years. It's either 99 or 2000. I'm going to say it's the year 2000 because of the Olympics, mate.
Correct on both fronts. It's due to the Olympics in 2000, basically.
Yeah,
and
cool.
Comp finish up in late August, I'm pretty sure. So just about the time the Olympics would have been kicking off. Their smart move by the NRL, I guess, if the Olympics ever come to Sydney again, which it wouldn't be for a long time, I'd say they'd probably do the same thing. So we're 2 from 2 so far, 50%. But now, three teams have won back-to-back minor premierships in the NRL era. Two of the teams are the Storm and Roosters. Big shock there. Who was the third?
Three teams have won back-to-back minor premiers in the NRL era. Storm and Roosters. Okay, so... just trying to think. There's obviously not a heap of teams that have actually won minor premierships outside of those two sides. No. I'm first of all thinking Canterbury. I know that they had a few during the Des Hasler era, but I'm not sure if they went two there. I know they definitely got one. There was obviously the Broncos probably in the early parts as well. I'd have to consider them. Manly Seagulls would have to be up there as well. That they'd be there and thereabouts a couple of years. It's one of those teams, isn't it? It has to be one of them.
All right, I'll give you a hint. You have
No more hints. No more hints. You help me too much. I'm gonna go with the back-to-back minor premiers. It's hard to think of those Manly boys because they used to just wait till until the finals start and then kick it up another gear. They'd be on the cans all year. I've got a bad feeling it might be Canterbury in those 2010s, sort of around the Des Hasler era, but I'm going to go with the Manly boys, mate.
Unfortunately, incorrect. The Dragons, 2009-2010.
Oh, of course.
So 09, a bit of a choke job, but then they got it done in the big one in 2010.
Oh, that's a bad miss by me. Jesus Christ, that's a shocker. Okay. What am I? 1 from 4?
No, we're 2 from 5.
Two from five, I'll take that.
That's all right. Okay. This one I'm happy to give a little bit of a hint because I don't think it'll give too much away, but in which year did three players tie for top try scorer? And did you want a little bit of a hint? Have you got any clue?
Jesus. Mate, I wish you would have asked the first question 10 times. That would have been great. No, mate, off the top of my head, I won't get this one.
I can give you a bit of guidance if you'd like, just a little bit.
Give me a hint of who one of them was.
Who one of them was. Okay, well, one of them... one of them played throughout their career.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it'll give it away if I tell you. One of them played for the Panthers at some point in their career before playing for this club. And if you needed a little, that might be a bit hard. So for a bit of guidance, I will say this. two of them were from the same team, and the two teams involved played in the grand final that year.
Okay, so two of them are from the same team.
Two from the same team, and the two teams played in the grand final that year.
So two of them are in the same team, and they played the other guy in the grand final. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Don't know how much that does help me, to be honest with you. It would have I got a feeling it might have been 2017. I got a feeling that the two Melbourne Storm boys were the two top try scorers, but I'm not sure if Kyle Felt was a top try or one of the Cowboys blokes was a top try scorer that year too. That's the only thing that has me wondering about that. Just going through the grand finals, wouldn't have been 2015, 2014, no, 2013, maybe 2012. I don't think so. 2011. I'm going to go that 2017, mate. But fuck, I've got no idea.
Unfortunately incorrect. I do like your thinking though, because Vunivalu and Adokar were the joint top try scorers that year. But a respectable effort, because one of the years you actually named off going down the list is the year...
Well, wait, hold on. So what was it then? I said 20... Wasn't 2014?
Nah.
2013, Daniel Tupu and Rog?
It was 2013. And you know what? If you'd named a couple of them, I would have given you the point. But the top try scorers in 2013 with 20 tries each, the Wolfman, David Williams... George Tafua.
Oh, it's the other way around.
And Michael Jennings.
Wow. Yeah, no. Fuck. Good God. I should have picked a team, mate. This is impossible.
You know what? This is... these questions are harder, obviously, than just club history anyway. So I think we need to take...
No excuses. Let's keep pressing on.
Okay, so we're now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're 2 from 6. You can still... pull it back, but we're going to need a big effort in the last 4. That's all. But again, people take into account. Actually, no, sorry. You said no excuses.
I'm no excuses. Keep rolling.
In which year were there no points scored in the second half of the grand final?
No points scored in the second half of the grand final. That would have been... I have a feeling I spoke about this 2 weeks ago, to be honest with you. If I go back through them, not 2020, not 2019, 2017, 16, 2012 maybe, 2011 there was, 2010 there was, 2009 there definitely was. Oh wait, there definitely fucking was. 7, yes, 6, 5, 4. Sorry, mate, you really stumped me here. 2001, there definitely was. Got a feeling it'll be either the year 2000 or what was the one that I just said before that? What was it?
2012. So you're thinking 2000 or 2012?
I'm thinking 2000 or 2012, but I've got to tell you, I'm not super confident on either.
Well, I'll tell you what, because this has been hard, one of them is correct.
One of them is correct? Okay. That actually doesn't help me in any way, shape, or form, to be honest with you, but I would go with... God, I was young for that 2000 grand final, and fuck, I was drunk for that 2012 grand final. I'm going to go 2012, mate.
Correct. 2012. Beautiful.
Thank God.
The Storm beat the Bulldogs 14-4. I remember growing up, but after that grand final, not really going back and watching it throughout the years, because I remembered it being a boring grand final, but I think it was last year I went back and watched. It was actually a Melbourne Storm masterclass. They got in the lead early at halftime, and then pretty much the whole second half, they're like, well, we've got the lead. All we need to do now is pretty much contain Ben Barber and we've won it. And that's what they did, really. It's actually a good watch in terms of, I guess, watching Melbourne Storm's really Craig Bellamy and the Melbourne Storm's brilliance come into play there. So, yeah, 2012.
One of my best mates, he won the Toyota Cup that day for the West Tigers. He was playing center. And as the final started, I remember he sent me a text. He said, we're going to win this comp. And I said, fuck, like you're fifth. And he went, yeah, nah, we're going to win this comp. And I'm going to have 8 try assists in the next few weeks. And I went, what the fuck are you talking about? And he goes, oh, the Tigers aren't going to play finals. Marika Korobidi's coming back to my team and he's standing outside me. And Marika absolutely brained it. He got about 15 try assists in the last 3 weeks, just passing it to him. So I remember celebrating that one, being drunk as a skunk for that grand final, but I'll never forget that pass that Cooper Cronk threw to Billy Slater. That is one of my favourite plays in rugby league history from that game.
And it's sort of unfortunate that the whole game's overshadowed by James Graham having a go at biting Billy Slater's ear. And when you go back and watch, it is a really good game.
Yeah, for sure. I feel sorry for Canterbury. They played really well in that game and in the 2014 grand final. The scoreline doesn't say it, but geez, they were unlucky not to win either of those.
Yeah, and you know, in 2012, this is a reference back to the back-to-back minor premiership winners question. 2012, the Bulldogs did win the minor premiership. Yeah. So it was really around that time.
That was the one I was thinking, yeah. Okay.
Okay. We're 3 from 7, so we're still in the hunt. Which year holds the record for the highest average attendance in NRL era? I've put NRL era down, but it's actually the highest average attendance all-time Australian.
I've got no idea how on earth I would know this. I'm going to go... I don't know, 2014.
Unfortunately incorrect. The answer is 2005, the year of a bit of Benji magic. The average weekly attendance was 16,468.
Yeah, wow. That's weird, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, a lot of it came down to the fact that I think most Sydney teams did well that year. Yeah. And I think only something, like it was crazy, there was only something like 6 points between last and eighth. It was a really close comp that year. Obviously, the West Tigers run with Benji Marshall. The Broncos were up there as they usually were, and they've gotten the highest attendance in every non-COVID impacted season for however many years. And you also had teams like Parramatta finished first on the ladder, good fan base. The Dragons finished second, another good fan base. So that definitely would have helped.
That was the year that JT, he first arrived. You won the Dally M too. So North Queensland would have been packed out week in, week out.
Yeah, and it would have been off the back of that amazing finals effort that they put in 2004. I think they finished seventh and ended up reaching the prelim. So off the back of that, to be able to jump up there definitely helped as well. So many variables sort of coming into why 2005 had the highest average attendance in Australian rugby league history in terms of the competition. Now we're on to the last two questions. I feel I don't want to put you under pressure, but I feel like these two are pretty gettable. So good. We are currently 3 from 8. We can get 5 out of 10. We can get 50%. And we kick things off with who won the 1998 NRL Grand Final.
1998 NRL Grand Final. That was obviously the year after Super League. I believe it's the Brisbane Broncos, yeah?
Correct.
Yep.
They beat the Bulldogs 38-12, I believe it was. And I think they were actually down 12-8 at halftime. Mm. And I think the Bulldogs finished something like 8th that year. And the Dogs were up at halftime. And then Brisbane just came out in the second half and absolutely blitzed them. So now we're 4 from 9. To make it a 50%, it's who won the 2008 Dally M medal.
Dally M medal in 2008 would have been Matty Orford from the Manly Seagulls.
Correct. Hey, the more things change, the more they say the same. And Manly Ringer Seagull winning the Dally M medal. And hey, it's 2008 as well. So a couple of repeats between 2008 and 2021, which leaves us with an end score of 5 out of 10. However, the people who watched this quiz and listened to it, I think should at least acknowledge and recognize that we weren't just talking about a club here. We were talking about a period of history that has spanned over 20 years that we're currently still in. And you know what? If we take a quick look back at the questions, I think for most of the questions you didn't get, you were sort of thereabouts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's the highlight here. At least you're thereabouts. Like you mentioned Tom Trbojevic as an option. You end up going with Teddy for the first question. The third question, you brought up Darryl Halligan, who I think a lot of people would have guessed straight away. You got the season commencing in early February 2000. The back-to-back minor premiership one, it was a good thought.
I should have got that. That one is a stinger. That was one I should have got.
I will say this. I would have thought at the very least you would have maybe thought of the Dragons in either of those years, but that's okay.
Slipped my mind, that one. Very disappointed on that one.
Yeah, in which year did three players tie for top try scorer? That one was really hard, but at the very least, in your thought process, you mentioned 2013 as an option. Although you did get it mixed around a little bit. I think you said it was Tupou and RTS.
I sort of fell into the trap of thinking, surely if one of these teams had two try scorers, it should have been the premiers, but that makes no sense whatsoever. So, but I still wouldn't have got that, to be honest with you. I didn't think the Manly boys, from memory, and you'd have to double check. I think Jamie Lyon scored about 17 tries that year too. It was a really well-balanced spread out side, that one.
And again, another parallel to Manly in 2021, I think they had three players in the top five try scorers again this year. It's crazy how stuff repeats like that. But you also guess when there were no points scored in the second half of the grand final, which year holds the record for highest average attendance in the NRL era. You guessed 2014, so you're 9 years off. However, I do believe, I would have to go back and check, that 2014 is up there, though. I believe 2014 might have been a bit of a peak before we went on a little bit of a downspell. Mm. I think 2018, 19, we've sort of come back up a little bit, but then COVID just absolutely put a stop to that. Although
I took 2014 because you had South Sydney and Canterbury going all the way, two fanatical fan bases playing out of Homebush. So I thought you might get 60, 70 for a few games there, sort of thing. Yeah.
Well, and that's a good thought process to have as well, because again, it turned out in 05, a lot of the Sydney-based clubs did well that year. So I like you thinking there in terms of the Sydney fan bases coming out to support their teams. But interestingly enough, in my research, I also found that there were the average attendance for 2021 was still up over 11,000, which I think actually still beats a couple of years in the NRL era, which I guess that's something to take
note. That's Queensland though, mate. That's Queensland for you.
Is Queensland. I'd say maybe in the first half of the season, Penrith might have bumped it up a little bit. The Broncos were still getting good crowds. But we've also got who won the 98 grand final, Broncos, and who won the 2008 Dalian medal. So, I think it was just that one question where I think maybe you don't hold your head as high, and that is the back-to-back minor premiership winners in the Dragons. But other than that, a great effort, and I think everyone's got to acknowledge that. But Guru, before we finish up, give everything a plug, Facebook, Instagram, podcast, etc., to send us out.
Yeah, mate, on Instagram at Rugby League Guru, Facebook Rugby League Guru as well, podcast, got the Rugby League Guru podcast on all your platforms. So if you're hopefully I'll do a little bit better on there than I do on here, just quietly. I was just having a look. There's a couple of guys here who got 0.5 scores. How did you work that one out?
In a couple of the quizzes, there were questions where you had to guess both.
Yeah, so I guess, right. Okay.
I guess I was a little easy on you there where I didn't.
I'll take a 5.33 for Daniel Tupou then.
For Daniel Tupou, a 5.33. Alrighty, I'm not going to put it in now, but I'll put you down as a 5.33.
Well, please don't. Please don't. I'm kidding.
It won't change anything in any way, shape, or form, so I'm really happy to do it if you want me to. But Guru, look, thank you so much for jumping on here today and joining me again. I'd still say a respectable effort, although you said no excuses. It was quite a hard quiz in the end. But once again, thank you for jumping on, and I'll see you guys next time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.